again, we'd like you to meet the Lyon family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Baby Daniels Lyon.
And here they are in It's a Wise Father.
Those tea cakes and stop worrying.
I tell you that welfare officer, Mrs. Gimble, directed her whole lecture at me.
Oh, she didn't.
She did. She said juvenile delinquents aren't born, but made of parental neglect. She said it's because their parents don't spend enough time with them, and she kept looking right at me.
Oh, she didn't.
Don't tell me. She's probably given me a very bad reputation in the borough.
Oh, nonsense. You know what I heard last week? I was told that the parish was very lucky to have a man with your great vision, brains, honesty, and fine character.
No kidding. Well, that sounds just like it was said by a man who really admires me.
It was.
Well, who said it?
You did.
Well, it shows I've got good judgment.
Oh, believe me, Ben, it doesn't do any good to worry. Now, take my family. They never worried.
No, and they certainly had something to worry about.
Oh, honey. Where are those children? Oh, Barbara! Richard! Tea.
Sorry I'm late, Ma, but Barbara's been hogging the bathroom.
Well, I have to take a bath, don't I?
Bath? They should call you Lady of the Bath.
Well, it wouldn't hurt you to...
Will you kids stop yelling and come on downstairs? Honestly, Beebe, those kids are getting out of hand. I wonder if anybody else has kids like ours.
Oh, Ben, how can you talk like that? They're just a couple of sweet, normal, healthy children.
Richard, you did it on purpose. You slid down the banister and kicked me on the way down. I'll get even with you.
What are you going to do? Cut my throat in the night?
Well, they're healthy anyway.
Yeah, that's about all. You'd never think they came from a normal family.
What's a normal family, Daddy?
We are, and we're nice, too. I'm proud of this family. We've got a swell father and mother and two wonderful children.
Drink your tea, Ben. Your tea, kids. And you drink your coffee, Ben, and eat your toast.
Beebe, I told you I wanted the toast thick and the coffee black.
Well, I almost got it right. The coffee's thick and the toast is black.
Oh, Daddy, may I have my allowance tomorrow? I want to get my hair permed.
Me too, Pop.
You want to get your hair permed?
No, I want my allowance. I want to buy a gym suit.
Look, kids, all you think about is going out and spending money.
Oh, Ben.
Mrs. Gimble was right. It's my fault because I've neglected them. I'm going to get closer to my children. I'm going to encourage them to talk to me more.
Pop, how about my gym
suit? Yes, sir, Beebe. From now on, when they want to talk to me, I'm going to give them my full attention.
Daddy, you haven't told me
about... I'll gain their full confidence. From now on, when my kids want to talk to me, I'll drop whatever I'm doing and listen.
Pop, if I could just have...
Quiet, you two! Quiet! How can I talk when you keep interrupting?
I thought you said you wanted to get closer to the children.
You're right. Yes. Oh, Richard, my boy. Richard, how would you like your dear old dad to take you to the zoological gardens tomorrow?
I don't want to go to the zoo.
Well, how about me taking you to the museum?
I don't want to go to the museum.
Now listen, you're going to the museum whether you want it or not. Well, whatever you want, my dear boy.
Well, thanks, Pop.
Oh, that's okay. From now on, you and I are going to be pals. I'm going to be a nice, kind, gentle father. What do you think of that, my dear boy?
I'd rather have you the way you are.
Look, I'm trying to be nice.
But, Daddy, we don't want you to change.
I want to be nice! And if anybody tries to stop me, there'll be trouble!
Let your father be nice, kid.
Okay.
All right, Mother.
Good. Now, I'd like you kids to stay home about 5 nights a week so we can see a lot more of each other. Won't that be fun?
I'm thrilled, Daddy.
Richard?
I'm real excited.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Ben.
Yes?
Could you relax now and then and be nasty?
No.
Gee, look at the time. It's 5:00.
Well, where are you going?
Well, Willie Wimple and I are going fishing.
What, at 5 p.m?
Sure, it's better fishing when it's dark.
Well, wait for me. I'm going fishing with you. Well, here we are, boys, by the dear old Serpentine.
Say, it sure is dark here, isn't it, Willie?
Yes.
Hey, look.
There are two shadows under that tree. They must be animals. Ah, I wonder what sort.
Oh, Bert!
Well, one of them's a wolf.
Let's start fishing, Pop, and show us all those fine points you were telling us about.
All right. I've got the tackle out. Now watch. Now the first thing to do is to put the bait on the line like this. Ouch! What, you bait the hook with your finger? No, Willie, that was an accident. Now there, the bait's on.
Now what?
So next I cast. Now, of course, this is a job for an expert. You let the hook swing a little, then cast the line back over your shoulder like... You unfasten the hook from your coat and start again.
Well, go on, Pop.
All right, here goes. I cast the line back over my shoulder like this, and then...
Belle Pickings, you pinched me!
Ethel, I never touched you.
Well, something did.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Please give me back my hook.
Well, just don't do it again.
I won't. I'll just drop the line in the water.
I hope they're biting tonight.
Yes, that we don't have to wait too long.
Hey, there's a jerk on the end of my line.
We know that. What you want's a fish on the other end.
Oh, come on, Bert. Let's get out of here.
It's a pleasure.
Pop, have you really got a bite?
Yes, and it's a big one. He's tugging like mad. Oh, here it comes. I've landed it. Boy, from the way it fought, it must be a monster.
I'll shine the torch on it. There, it's switched on.
Stand back, Richard, stand back. It may knock you over with his tail. Where is it?
There it is, hiding behind that blade of grass.
Oh, stop making things up.
Here, let me help you.
I've got it.
Oh, blimey, it got away.
I told you it was a monster. Too strong for you, eh, Willie?
No, slipped through my fingers.
Oh.
Hey, wait, this time I really got it. Here it is.
Let's see. Well, I'll admit it's not very big, but I'll bet it's nice and tender.
Yeah, fry it in a little butter, put it on a biscuit, and it'll be delicious.
Well, it's a nice-looking fish.
Yes, and it's pretty big, considering how little it is.
Yeah, you know, we're lucky we got it off the hook before it was eaten by the bait.
Well, fellas, look, we've got one fish. Now, let's try for some more.
Okay, but I don't want to stay up too late.
Yes, Richard's training for the school team.
Yeah, I've got to get up early and take my morning exercises.
Well, from now on, I'm going to take them with you.
Honest, Pop?
Yes, tomorrow we'll start our morning exercises right after lunch.
Mr. L, you gotta start at 6 o'clock.
Willie, will you keep out of this?
Willie's right. I guess 6 is too early for you, Pop.
It's nothing of the sort. Tomorrow you get me up at 6.
I sure will. Pop, it's 6 o'clock. Get up.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you palladium audiences are so wonderful. Now for my third encore.
Stop dreaming and wake up.
Oh, thank you, my dear audience. If you insist. Now for my fourth encore, I'll do...
Now let's see, how can I wake him up? Oh, I know.
Mr. Lyon, may I have your autograph?
Why, certainly.
Oh, it's you, Richard.
Are you awake?
Yes.
Well, good, then get up. It's time for our morning exercises. Pop, did you hear me?
No, I'm asleep. Go away.
You're not backing out, are you?
No, of course not. Of course not. A promise is a promise.
Darn it.
Okay, let's start.
Well, what'll I do first?
Get out of bed.
Oh, yes, of course, out of bed, yeah.
Well, come on.
Don't rush me, son, I'll just get out of bed like this and... Oh!
What's the matter?
The floor is mighty cold.
Ah, come on. We'll start off by doing our push-ups.
All right, son, I'm with you.
Then we can do some knee-bending exercises.
Okay, son, I'm with you.
Then we can take a nice cold shower.
Now you're on your own, son.
But, Pop, the book says a cold shower is a must. And Ma says a cold shower is the best thing in the world to keep in condition.
Good, then let your mother take it.
Oh, stop being chicken-hearted. Now, ready for the push-ups?
Oh, yes.
Body flat on the floor.
All right. Body flat on the floor.
Ooh! What's the matter? Are your feet still cold?
It's not my feet this time.
We'll be in terrific condition after this workout.
Oh, sure.
Okay, now we do our 20 push-ups together. Come on. One, two, three, four, five,
1.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 2, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Hey, Pop, come on, wake up.
What? Oh, sorry. Where was I, son?
2.
Well, that's enough for the first day.
Okay, now for a cold shower. There's nothing like a cold shower.
No, nothing.
You take the first shower, and I'll go get the towel.
All right, son, all right. Oh, powder your with sunshine.
Are you taking your cold shower, Pop?
Is that what your mother said to do?
Yeah, are you taking it?
Of course. What do you think? Boy, it's really good. Nothing like it. Powder your with sunshine.
Oh, Pop.
Yes, Richard?
Would you mind turning off the cold water for a second?
What for? What's the matter?
That cold water is steaming up the mirror. Oh, he's in the den resting, Ma. He's been kind of tired all day.
Why aren't you at school?
Because school's out.
Well, that's a pretty feeble excuse. What are you doing with those papers?
It's my homework. I have to do it all over again. I made a big mistake.
In what subject?
No subject. I let Pop help me.
Well, now, if your father can help you, so can I. Remember, you weren't so good in spelling.
But, Ma, I got 98 in spelling. I was the only other boy in the class that did.
Well, that's just it. I want you to be like the other boys. Now, come on, spell England.
England?
Too difficult, huh? All right, I'll give you an easier one. Spell 2.
T-O-T-W-O or T-O-O.
Oh, no, you don't get 3 guesses.
Look, if you really want to help me, ask me something about economics, chemistry, languages, geometry.
All right. Say something in geometry.
Say something in geometry?
Yes.
Well, all right, let me see. Pi r squared.
Pi r squared. That proves you aren't studying correctly. Pi r round.
Oh, no, Ma. Holy cat, look at the time. I gotta get going.
Oh, Richard, did I hear you say you were going someplace?
Yes, I'm going down to Higgins Milk Bar. We're having an orchestra rehearsal. You know, the school band.
At the milk bar?
Yeah, in the back room. Mr. Higgins doesn't mind. He says it makes him appreciate the rest of the week.
But, Richard, your father and I want you to stay home.
Well, why? What have I done?
Nothing. We just feel we should know your friends better.
Boy, is that a gruesome idea.
What?
I mean, there are 11 in the band.
Well, that makes absolutely no difference. Mrs. Gimble says that all parents should be closer to their children. Now, go get those boys.
All right, but don't forget it was your idea.
I'll answer that, baby. Oh, hello? Who? Oh, Joe Martin, the footballer. Oh, yes, Barbara's going to be home. Of course, come on over, Joe. We'll see you later. Goodbye.
Oh, Ben, I think you're so right. Children need the love of a father and a mother, and that works out just right for us. You're a man, and I'm a woman.
Well, no other couple can make that statement.
Oh, Mother, I won't be home for tea.
Well, just where do you think you're going?
I'm going out with Bill Clinker. Bill and I are going to read poetry in the park.
Well, you'll have to change your plans, Barbara. Joe Martin is on his way over.
Joe Martin? Oh, Daddy, no.
Oh, Daddy, yes.
But he and Bill Clinker hate each other. I've kept them apart for 2 years. Well, they'll kill each other. We'll be responsible for murder.
This is going to be fun.
Be quiet. Now, Barbara, you're getting worked up over nothing. The boys will get along fine. All they need is a chance to become friends.
Daddy, you don't know what you're doing. You just don't know.
Come in. Oh, hello, Wimple.
Hello, Mr. Hill. Is my Willie here?
Yes, he's upstairs in Rich's room. They're waiting for the rest of the school band.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I'm late. I just left the doctor.
The doctor?
Yeah.
Anything wrong?
No, he's as fit as a fiddle.
No, I mean, is anything wrong with you?
With me? Oh, no. Doctor says I'm as healthy as a horse, and he should know better than any other doctor.
Well, why?
He's a horse doctor.
Wimple, why do you go to a horse doctor? You're not a horse.
Shh, not so loud. He may hear you and raise his feet.
Daddy! Why?
Barbara, Barbara, how many times have I told you not to raise your voice in this house?
But
this is a home, not a boiler factory.
But Daddy!
Anything you have to tell me, you can say calmly and softly.
But
now, if you're ready to behave like a lady, well, you can just tell me what it is.
The house is on fire.
What? Blimey. I'll call the fire station.
All right, Whipple, now, don't get excited, Whipple. Keep calm, keep calm. We've got to get water, lots of water. Fill all the tubs, get the hose, get the buckets, turn on all the taps.
All right. Hello, operator. I'm on the fire. I want to report. I want to report a fire.
Wet down all the blankets, open all the windows. Now, Barbara, where's the fire?
What's in Richard's bedroom? I saw the smoke coming out from under the door.
Oh, Mr. Lyon.
I can't stop now, Aggie. Get the children out of the house. Whipple, have you got the fire station yet?
You don't need a fire engine to put out two cigarettes.
Two cigarettes?
Cigarettes?
But, Aggie, we haven't been smoking.
No, but the leader of the band and the trumpeter have.
Richard and Willie, I'm going up there and give my Willie what for.
No, wait a minute, Wimple, wait a minute. Mrs. Gimple said not to... Well, you must not frighten children. It's a wise father who knows how to handle his own son.
Well, what will we do?
Oh, just follow my lead. Oh, Richard, Willie.
Yes, Pop, yes, Mr. Royal?
Will you come down here a minute, dears?
Okay, Pop.
What are we going to do, kiss him?
No, but we are not going to lose our tempers.
Did you want us, Pop?
Yes, son. Why didn't you and Willie tell us you liked cigarettes?
Holy cat! You mean you aren't mad?
No, just hurt.
How about you, Dad?
I'm deeply hurt.
Yes, the thing that hurt us so deeply is that you didn't trust us. That you had to hide from us to smoke your cigarettes.
Gosh, Mr. Lyon, we only tried it today. It's my fault. They were my cigarettes.
But they were my matches, so I'm just as much to blame.
No one's to blame, son. No one's to blame. After all, if you boys want to smoke, why not smoke in the open like men? Have a cigar, Richard.
A cigar?
Of course. This is an event. It calls for a celebration, eh, Wimple?
That's right.
Here's a cigar for you too, Willie. Light up.
Oh, but Mr. Lyon, I...
Shut up before I brain you.
Wimple.
Oh, do take it, dear Willie.
All right. Now, here's a cigar for you, Wimple, and here's mine. You know, I waited a long time for this. Our sons are grown up now, ready to take their place in the world. Something wrong, Richard?
No, I just felt like coughing. Sort of clears my throat.
How about you, Willie?
Yes, son?
Do you feel hot?
No, I'm as cool as a cucumber with vanilla ice cream on it.
Ooh!
What's the matter, boys?
Cucumbers and ice cream. Mr. L, couldn't we paint it up in the window?
Here, I've got a better idea. Why don't we finish our cigars and then go in the kitchen and have some nice lukewarm dripping with cold coffee?
No. Let's have some jellied eels and strawberry jam sandwich.
I think I'd better go upstairs.
Willie, you're not being very polite. Mr. L invited us to have jellied eels and strawberry jam sandwich.
Oh, excuse me, please.
Pop, everything's beginning to go around in circles. I'd better go upstairs before it's too late.
Too late for what, son?
Just too late.
See you later.
Oh, those poor kids. I've never seen anything look sicker in my life.
No, I'm being fine.
Oh, please, Wimple, now, come on. Stop going around in circles. It makes me dizzy.
Mr. L, I haven't moved.
Oh. Now, wait a minute. You certainly have. As a matter of fact, Wimple, the whole room's...
You know, Mr. L, that talk about jelly beans and jam sandwiches really finished him off.
Yes, I think it finished me off, too.
What's the matter, Mr. L? Where are you going?
To join the boys.
Wait for me.
Oh, I feel fine. Where's Barbara?
Oh, she's in the den with Bill Clinker and Joe Martin.
Oh, Mother, Daddy, come on in and listen to this.
All right, dear.
Fine. Bill's going to recite for us. Go on, Bill.
Not again.
Joe, please. Go on, Bill.
Thank you, Barbara. Oh, fat white woman whom nobody loves, why do you walk through the fields in gloves?
missing so much and so much.
How long's this corny junk gonna keep up?
Joe Martin, that's no way to speak about John Masefield.
Francis Cornford, Barbara, not Masefield.
All right, Francis Cornford. That's no way to talk about her either.
Oh, I'm certain Joe didn't mean it that way, Barbara. You're enjoying yourself, aren't you, Joe?
Yes, I'm so thrilled I can hardly stay awake.
Well, maybe you young people would like to be alone.
No, Bibi, you stay with us.
I'm not talking about you, Ben. Come on, let's go in the living room.
All right. Ah, Richard and his band. Oh, hello, boys.
Just wait until you hear this, Pop. You too, Ma. Okay, boys, let's hit it. A one, a two, a three. Okay, okay. What'd you think of that, Ma?
Oh, it was beautiful. Just perfect, honey.
How did you like it, Pop?
Fine, but couldn't you make it just a little bit more melodious?
More melodious?
Yeah.
Okay, kids. Sweeten it up. A one, a two, a three. Okay, okay. How's that, Pop?
Well, that's better. Don't you think so, BB?
Yes, but I can still hear them. I mean, yes, yes, it's lovely, dear.
It'll sound even better when Charlie's here.
It will?
Yes, Charlie's going to play a tuba.
A tuba what, dear?
A tuba's a musical instrument, Mrs. L. Oh. You just wait till Charlie gets here, then we'll really hear something.
All right, but tell Charlie to play Tacit.
Ma, you don't know much about music. Tacit means completely silent.
Your mother's pretty dumb, isn't she?
Richard, maybe the tune would sound better in a lower key.
Pop, we're in the right key. I'll show you. Strike it on a trumpet, Willie. You see? That was B flat.
Yes, it certainly was. Now, how about you boys going in the den and practicing?
But Barbara's in there.
Well, that'll make it even more cozy.
Okay, Ma. Come on, man.
All right, maestro.
Mrs. Gimble, the welfare officer, is coming up the path.
Oh, good. She thinks I'm not a good father, eh? Well, now I can show her how much time I spend with my children.
Come in. Oh, hello, Mrs. Gimble.
Hello, Mrs. Lyon. I just dropped in for a little chat.
Oh, how nice. Won't you sit down? We were just spending a quiet afternoon with our children.
How nice. Mrs. Lyon,
yes, you can see, we love staying at home with our children.
I was just about to say, you have such a lovely home. It's so peaceful.
Yes, we spend a great deal of time here with our children.
Ben, I think she got the point.
Oh.
I think I'll go in and get the tea.
Johnny, what was that?
What was that? Oh, that's Richard and his little friends practicing for the BBC Jazz Club.
Oh, how sweet of you to let them do that.
Well, it's the least a good father can do for his children.
Oh, fat white woman whom nobody loves. Why do you walk through the fields in gloves, missing so much and so much?
Good gracious, what's this?
Oh, that's Bill Clinker reciting poetry to our little girl. I believe in culture in the house.
Well, here's the tea, and I thought you'd like something to go with it, so I made some coffee.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this is unbelievable.
Then, Barbara, I dribbled down the field, beat the center half, beat the right half, swerved on the goalkeeper, had the open goal in front of me. The crowd was wild with excitement.
Well, then what happened?
He found out he didn't have the ball.
Take that back. I'll punch your big fat nose.
Sugar, Mrs. Gimble?
Oh, boys, please, stop that fighting. Oh, Bill, there's a big lump coming up on your head.
One lump or two?
I think I'll be going home.
Oh, please, Mr. Gimble, don't get the wrong impression.
Hey, Bill, watch out for that bass drum.
Oh!
Joe, you hit him!
Mrs. Gimble, you haven't touched your tea. Is it too strong?
I'm leaving.
Please, Mrs. Gimble, stay.
I wouldn't stay another minute in a house where parents have such little control over their children.
But, Mrs. Gimble...
Don't speak to me, you horrible creature. Cooping your children up like this, I wouldn't have believed it. It's men like you who create juvenile delinquents.
Oh, I give up.
More coffee, Ben?
Please, I need it. Where are the kids?
Oh, they'll get over it.
All this rumpus just because I tried to be a good father.
Good morning, Mother. Good morning, sir.
Sir?
Have some coffee, dear.
Oh, thank you, Mother.
I suppose you're worried over Bill Clinker and Joe Martin.
Oh, no, I just didn't sleep all night, that's all.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Barbara.
Good morning, Father.
Father? Son, you've never called me anything but Pop.
That was in my carefree days. The boys in the school band aren't speaking to me.
Sit down and eat your breakfast, dear.
I got my report card this morning.
Was it good? Did I help you?
Well, let's say it's the first time I ever brought home a report card edged in black.
Barbara, eat your breakfast.
Oh, I don't think I can eat a thing. It's terrible not knowing where your next two boyfriends are coming from.
Honestly, boys, 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 that's all you've got on your mind. You'd think you'd have something better to think about, like a... I'll work on that later.
Pass the toast, please, Barbara.
Oh, here you are, Richard.
Thanks. And, Mother, would you please ask your husband for the butter?
All right. Here you are, baby.
Thank you, Ben. Here, Richard.
Thanks, Ma.
I'll get it. Oh, come in, Mrs. Gimble.
Mr. Lyon, I owe you an apology.
You do?
Of course I do. Everyone in the neighborhood has criticized me. They say I've misjudged you, so please accept my apologies.
Well, of course.
Good. After all, it wasn't as if you'd broken any law.
I'll get it. Maybe it's Bill Clinker or Joe.
I'd like to see Mr. Ben Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
Did you catch a fish in the Serpentine?
I most certainly did, and a great big one, too.
That's very interesting. Did you have two boys with you?
Yes, indeed. I had my son and his little friend with me.
Most interesting. I belong to the Marble Arch Police.
Oh.
I think the magistrate would like to see you.
What about?
Police are very interested in that poor fish.
How dare you call my husband a poor fish?
Be quiet, Phoebe. What have I done, officer?
It's illegal to fish in the Serpentine without a permit. And you were teaching minors to break the law, too.
Let me see that the butter hears about this.
Don't you dare say anything against my pop.
No, he's a wonderful man. If he broke the law, he didn't know it.
Good for you. I like to hear kids stick up for their father.
How can you say that? You're going to arrest him.
No, he's not under arrest.
I'm not?
Of course not. You're just on probation.
I'm on probation?
Oh, that is that wonderful. You're the oldest juvenile delinquent in the world.
Life with the Lyons, with Phoebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, where their children, Barbara and Richard, also in this recording, where Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Horace Percival, David Enders, Michael Balfour, and Brian Smith. Script by Phoebe Daniels, Bob Block, and Bill Harding. The dance orchestra was conducted by Stanley Black, with incidental music by Arthur Wilkinson. Production by Tom Ronald.